This is Lash.Review for Tuesday, the 30th of November, 2004. My name's Andy McCaskey, and this is another mobile edition of Slashdot Review, a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot. Today's GarageBand.com artist is Tweech Zone, Santa Fe, New Mexico. We will hear from them in just a moment after the headlines. The federal government's proposing a national database of college students. Dory writes that the Department of Education wants to collect personally identifiable information on all college students: name, address, birth date, gender, race, and Social Security number. Privacy is assured. The No Child Left Behind Act, which holds primary and secondary schools accountable, prompted this line of thinking. Now colleges should be held accountable. If you made it to college, you were not left behind, and further attempts at monitoring systems should be. There's a question being raised: are blogs the future of journalism? JNF82 writes to Slashdot that recently bloggers were part of the forces compelling Trent Lott to resign as Senate Majority Leader and Dan Rather to apologize to viewers on national television, leaving many to ponder if blogs could someday supplant traditional journalism. More likely, they'll become a fifth estate, keeping watch over mainstream media and politics, says Dan Dresner and Henry Farrell in Foreign Policy Magazine's current issue. So will the new media revolution be blogged? No, says Anna Marie Cox, the author of Wonkette. A revolution requires that people leave their house. Internet Archive has lost their copyright fight. Tilt2Eight writes that, as reported on ListNews.com, the Internet Archive has lost a copyright lawsuit which challenged the congressional lengthening of copyright terms and conditions. The ruling has implications for abandonware and other copyright-eligible materials that have no active owner. Brewster Cayley plans to appeal that decision. The decision is available with a link on Slashdot, and as was noted in an earlier story, the Eldred case challenged the length of copyright expansion, while this one challenged the breadth. And so far, this one is going about as well as the Eldred case did. Stanford has an overview of the case linked on Slashdot. Well, commerce is going well for someone. SCO has sold its first Linux license in the UK. Christopher writes that SCO has actually sold a Linux license. These licenses permit the use of SCO's intellectual property that's apparently present in Linux distributions in binary form only. To the understanding of Christopher, the Slashdot reader who wrote in, SCO hasn't won yet, and these licenses don't grant you any freedoms that you didn't already have, but the Santa Cruz Operations Vice President, Chris Sontag, says that 20 or 30 organizations worldwide have purchased these licenses. Here's a chance to use your Super Nintendo Entertainment System audio unit as a standalone player. An anonymous reader writes that Raphael Assene has successfully turned the SNES audio processing unit into a standalone unit, which can be controlled through a parallel port, allowing people to play Super Nintendo Entertainment System music separate from games and the SNES main unit. Elsewhere, there's also a tutorial about adding a serial or parallel DIF digital sound output to the SNES. It takes about 4 minutes to go from a clean system to a zombie. Amadeus writes that according to the latest study by USA Today and Avant-Garde, it does take less than 4 minutes for an unpatched Windows XP Service Pack 1 system to become part of a botnet. Avant-Garde has the statistics in their abstract. Some statistics of note: although Macs and PCs got hit with equal opportunity, the XP Service Pack 1 machine was hit with 5 Local Security Authority Subsystems, or LSAS, attacks, and 4 attacks on the Distributed Component Object Model, or DCOM. Both of these exploits occurred while the Mac remained clean. The Linux desktop was also impenetrable, but was only targeted by about 0.25% of all attacks. There's also a link to a story that discusses the survival time of unpatched systems. Return of the King, an extended trailer has been released. Artemis67 writes that a 6-minute trailer for Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King Extended Edition has been released, and it's really quite good. You get to see some snippets of the final confrontation between Gandalf and Saruman, as well as some other intriguing scenes that will add a lot of depth to the final movie. The extended edition will add an additional 50 minutes to the film, bringing the total extended trilogy 11 hours and 20 minutes. If you'd like to comment on a Slashdot item or suggest a Creative Commons artist or band to feature for listeners, just make a phone call to 732-357-3682 or a SIP phone-based network call to 747-667-3306. Or the old-fashioned way, just leave a written comment at slashdotreview.com. As far as your rights online are concerned, the e-commerce single sign-on is not yet dead. Fully ionized writes that a few years ago, Microsoft's Passport technology made headlines as Microsoft predicted e-commerce nirvana and conspiracists predicted a new Big Brother. Not to be outdone, Sun spearheaded the Liberty Alliance. Years later, Fully Ionized said, "I don't have a single sign-on, and maybe that's not a bad thing." Enter Andre Durand, who started his first business with BBS Software, then headed up Jabber, and now has started Ping Identity. The big distinction is that the federated identity software is now open source. There's a link on Slashdot to the story in the Denver Post. You may have heard on the mainstream media that lying makes the brain work harder. Ant writes in that there's an article at Wired News that says it seems to take more brain effort to tell a lie than to tell the truth, according to the functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI, scans of the brain. Lying caused activity in the frontal part of the brain, the medial inferior and precentral areas, as well as the hippocampus and the middle temporal regions and limbic areas. Some of these are involved in emotional responses. During a truthful response, the fMRI showed activation of parts of the brain's frontal lobe, temporal lobe, and cingulate gyrus. AOL has finally released a Netscape beta, which is based on Firefox. An anonymous reader writes that Netscape has released the new prototype browser for Windows based on Firefox 093. The prototype's development was outsourced to Mercurial Communications and includes several Netscape-specific extensions. The biggest difference from Firefox, however, is the ability to switch to the Internet Explorer rendering engine from within the browser using an IE ActiveX control. The browser is currently available for limited download. All of us have seen the list of 100 things to do before you die. Luzon writes that a group of British scientists has brought some meaning to our lives by providing a list of 100 scientifically oriented things to do before you die. Suggestions include joining the 300 Club at the South Pole. They take a sauna to 200 degrees Fahrenheit, then run naked to the pole at minus 100. Or learn Choctaw, the language of two past tenses. One for giving information that's definitely true. The other for passing on material taken without checking on it from someone else. Here's an interesting combination, Google TV. An anonymous reader of Slashdot writes in that Google, Microsoft, and Yahoo are quietly developing new search tools for digital video. So reports ZDNet. Google's effort, until now secret, is arguably the most ambitious of the three. The report quotes sources familiar with the plan, saying that the search giant is courting broadcasters and cable networks with a new technology that would do for televisions what it's already done for the Internet. Sort through and reveal needles of video clips from within the haystack of archives of major network television shows. There's a review of the FIA ON3 networked multimedia system. Anonymous Howard writes that Design Technica has reviewed FIA's ON3 or ON3 networked multimedia system. It uses Linux for its OS, supports Samba, audio, and video, including OGG, but the ON3 seems to be marred by a lack of some important features. For example, you cannot create playlists or automatic playlists, in other words, playlists based upon rules. You can only play music stored in folders, so if your music's sorted by artist and album, you can only listen to each folder at a time. Files are played back in alphabetic order, so playback order depends on how the tracks are named. The ON3 does not handle ID3 tags, and track names are simply the name of the file. Anonymous Howard's trying to find a non-Microsoft, out-of-the-box solution for a networked media system. He continues to ask, are there other systems? How do they compare? Are they worth it, or does the industry still have a lot of growing up to do? Well, it's wonderful to be appreciated. Open source geeks are considered to be modern heroes. LocalNet writes that the BBC is reporting that a report by Demos says that the all-consuming passion of nerds may actually be beneficial for society. The UK think tank's report, which is published today, underlines the importance of pro-ams. amateurs who pursue a hobby or pastime, in many cases, is an all-consuming passion to professional standards. The report says that pro-am astronomers have made significant contributions to the knowledge of the universe, while pro-am computer programmers are providing the only serious challenge to Microsoft's dominance of personal computing. And that's it for Slashdot Review for Tuesday, November 30th. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this has been a mobile edition of Slashdot Review. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader. Slashdot Review audio is published Monday through Friday and generally on Sunday. Today's featured album tracks from the GarageBand.com artist Tweak Zone. You can find more information about this artist and additional tracks at GarageBand.com by following the links on Slashdot Review.
Every time I go away, doesn't matter where I stay, I can't wait to find my way back home to you. Broad daylight or the dark of night, it is you, boy, that I'm missing on my mind. Baby, you're so sweet. If I'm sound asleep, then I'm dreaming that I'm kissing you, my dear. My life is nothing without you. No one comes near. No way that every time I go away, doesn't matter where I stay, I can't wait to find my way back home to you. When you're near,